this week's episode of My Big Gay Podcast with me, Benji.
And me, Brad. Giving you the life, the loves and lulls of living in London.
Two gays, one city. What could possibly go wrong?
Are you trying out new ways to say your name?
Yeah, I'm just adding in the diction because I listened back to last week's episode.
I'm sorry, you're adding in the what?
Diction.
The what? The dick.
Penguin.
Benji's added in his dick everywhere.
Are you drunk?
I'm actually not.
Are you all right? Should we stop recording?
We're not having another chaotic episode again.
Do I need to come over and check you're all right? Blink twice if you're not okay. Is someone there with you?
I think I just get hyper when we start recording. I don't know why.
Are you getting a bit giddy, a bit hot and flustered because you're talking to me again? Is that what it is?
That is really not the case, but I do get all giggly. I think we giggle together, don't we? You know, when you was at school, did you have those naughty friends?
Yes.
Yeah, you're like that to me.
Yeah, I had those friends that I was not allowed to sit next to because I just giggled. Like nothing could happen. I would just giggle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You do that to me. When we start recording, I start getting giggly already.
Yeah. It's like in serious moments as well. You just get the fit of giggles.
I remember once at a funeral, belly laughing. I could not stop laughing for, I couldn't even tell you why, just the awkward situation. My friend just gave me a look, just set me off.
Gone.
Yeah, really bad, yeah.
Blimey.
I get nervous laughter in like awkward situations. So maybe it's you. Maybe you make me feel nervous.
Like during sex, just burst out laughing.
No, because I'm absolute pro at that. Never nervous with that.
No, sorry. They burst out laughing. Anyway, speaking of laughter, we had so many people write in about our Chicago rewrite. Now, sadly, Andrew Lloyd Webber was not one of the theatre producers that got involved with us.
Yeah.
We're ever hopeful.
We're still working on it.
How are we working on it? Other than destroying a classic musical.
But some of you have been in touch with some other suggestions of Chicago the Musical rewrites for the gay version. And we're loving them. Keep them coming.
Yeah, here's a few of them. And I'm a little bit shocked that we didn't come up with these ourselves, if I'm honest. These are really quite good. They're coming for our gig. But we had one which is called When You're Good to Daddy.
That's very you.
Yeah, that is. Now a Gaze.
Yes. Yeah, we like that one.
Another favorite was Hot Honey Shag. I mean, I really feel like there is something here.
I think so.
There is a parody.
Has there ever been like a gay like parody of Chicago? Yeah.
No, and but I will say, if it does get picked up, I do not think that a fisting scene should be included.
I just want to come on with a glove and sing that lyric. Let me have my fisting moment, okay?
You hate fisting.
I know, which is not for me, definitely not.
Oh my goodness.
But it has been planning Central Station for us this week because Pride is just around the corner. As you know, we're involved with Pride in London this year for the first time ever. But it is, it has been full on with all the planning for that, hasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, you've made it a lot more tricky because you like to throw in all sorts of random things that are just not feasible. Like, can we have a smoke machine?
I think it'll be great. We're here to make a scene. We're here to make a statement. We want to let the world know that we're here. We're not going anywhere. And I don't just mean the podcast. I mean us as a community. So we're going big this year and we hope that you can come and join us.
Honestly, Brad could be wheeling a cardboard box down the street, smiling and waving, and he would be having a lovely old time.
Oh, but it's going to be great. I'm so excited for it.
It is going to be so good. I mean, I know you really want dancers as well, and I really do feel like we could make that happen, but we won't give away too many surprises because A, we don't know what's going to fall through, but also those that are coming to enjoy it, we want you to be, well, a surprise, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you are coming, please, please let us know. Give us a shout, give us a wave. But just one thing to say, I hope you're going to be ready for the ride. I'm ready for the ride.
I didn't tell you the story.
What story?
When was it? Well, about 6 weeks, I guess it was when that episode came out, and I was at the gym, and I'd just finished a workout, right? So I was sweaty, red as a raspberry, like just not feeling cute at all. Mm-hmm. And beautiful man walked past me, smiled, pointed at me and said, are you ready for the ride?
No.
Yeah, true story. And before anyone comes in and is like, oh, maybe they're about to go spinning. No, legit. He knew.
He had the wink in his eye, the smirk on his face. He knew it was you.
Hilarious. hilarious. That not that anybody amazing. Would want to ride me looking like that. But
yeah. You were not ready for the ride that day.
Hey, I'm always ready for the ride. I'm ready for the ride. Anyway, we've really digressed. So on with the podcast. Right, podcasters, it's now time for the gay news.
It's time for the gay news. Do you know what we will be telling you today on the gay news with Benji and Brad?
Yes, that's right. But sadly, the gay news this week is not very happy. We obviously lost an absolute icon. The one, the only, the legend, Tina Turner, passed away.
Do you know what? I feel like all the greats seem to be passing away at the moment, and she was definitely one of them.
Yeah.
She's an icon, as you said, 100%.
She was an absolute icon, and I actually learned some stuff about Tina Turner, which obviously, it's a shame I've now learned it after she's passed away, but a fact that I kind of want to share with everyone is, did you know that Tina Turner was actually the first black artist and the first woman to be seen on the cover of the Rolling Stone magazine?
I did not know that.
Yeah. And did you know that Tina Turner in 1982, she led the opening ceremony for the first ever gay games, which was hosted in San Francisco. Mm-hmm. And she hosted it, but other artists had been invited and they refused to do it because it was for people that were queer.
Oh, right. Uh-huh.
Yeah, and the games marked a brand new chapter for the LGBTQ plus athletes and sort of sports stars all around the world. So if it wasn't sort of like for Tina with her fame, stamping that she approves of it, you know, that wouldn't have pushed us as far forward as we are now. So she's definitely an icon, and I mean, her music is just, I know for a fact that when it comes on, you lose your shit.
I do, yeah. I mean, she will leave her legacy, which is her amazing music. And of course, I know what you're referring to, Proud Mary.
Yes.
What a banger. What a banger.
I mean, even just those like opening chords, I'm like, hold my drink, I'm going. It's happening.
Yeah, it starts off slow.
Yeah.
And then, oh, when we let loose. Because that song now reminds me of, do you remember that brunch that you hosted in Soho in London?
I blanked that from my mind.
Blanks is probably the right thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, obviously, I might have had one, two Proseccos too many. That was a very messy night.
Yeah, one too many bottles.
Yeah. And obviously, Proud Mary comes on and, you know, I'm just running around, living my best life. But someone was there with a broken foot and they had a crutch. And I was like, do you mind if I borrow your crutch for a second? She's like, no, it's fine.
Did you ask?
No, I did. I didn't want to like just steal someone's walking stick. How rude would that have been? That would have been so bad. So I did ask, like, do you mind if I borrow your crutch for this number? She's like, oh, you go for it. You're having a good time. And I used it as a microphone and I was rolling down that river, let me tell you.
Yeah, you were. And before you ask, podcasters, yes, there is video content evidence.
I feel like you always get me when I'm drunk doing silly things. You're there with your film.
Yeah, I am.
Jeez.
My film, all right. It's not like the 50s.
Massive camcorder. Got you on candy camera.
With the handle like rolling it. Like.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, oh my goodness. But yes.
But Tina, thank you for your amazing music. Obviously, it's going to live on forever and ever. And
yeah.
We'll still be dancing away to it when we're old men, of course. So yeah, we love you, Tina.
And thank you to your contribution for the LGBT community. It doesn't go unnoticed. So yeah, thank you. Mate, one thing that we haven't managed to do yet is to head down the stables or indeed to the prison to experience one of these events, which we absolutely must do. And we have lots of people writing in. And do you know what? I actually can't answer half of these questions because I've not experienced it myself. So I definitely think we should go do it.
But my worry is we'll go to the prison one and we will start doing the cell block tango and we will get kicked out. Kill the vibe for everyone.
This is a serious event. 5, 6, 7, 8.
Don't make me do all 6 verses and choruses, everyone.
Don't make me sing.
I love that video.
Don't make me sing. No one's asking you to sing. Don't make me sing.
Literally you at a house party. But I do actually have a story to tell you about the police and prison. I haven't gone to prison, not yet anyway, so don't worry about that. But have I told you about me getting caught by the police before?
No, and before you do, is this going to make me liable for anything? Because I hate getting sucked into your lawsuits.
Maybe I shouldn't tell you then, mate. Oh, no, I'm not sure now.
No, come on, tell me.
Right, so a couple of years ago, it was my friend's birthday, and he'd booked to go on this comedy night, but I was being taken out for dinner that night by my boss, so I couldn't make the comedy thing. But I said I'd meet everyone afterwards for the drinks. Anyway, I was then sort of stuck in central London waiting for everyone to come for the drinks. So I thought I'd go to Pret and charge my phone. But as I got there, Pret was just about to close and my phone was dying. So I thought the best way to charge your phone for like a short period is to download Grindr, maybe have a hookup in the area, go to their house, have sex, charge my phone at the same time, and then go to my friend's birthday drinks, right?
No.
That is a solid plan.
No, no, no. That's not true.
No, that's a solid plan. My phone was dying, had no way to charge it, and I thought if I went around someone's house, then I can kill two birds with one stone.
Oh.
Have you never done that?
I would argue that nobody listening to this has done that.
But if you're horny and like, oh, maybe I could have a hookup. It's like, oh, actually, maybe I could have a hookup and charge my phone up. Everyone's a winner. Then I know when they're at the pub and then I go meet them. No?
No, not at all. I'm genuinely concerned about you. So you basically hoard yourself out for a bit of electricity.
Yeah.
You sound fine with it. So as long as you're happy with this.
A girl's got to eat and a girl's got to have a charged phone.
Because you have a cricket phone that lasts for about like 30 minutes.
Anyway.
Oh, there's more. Okay.
The story continues. We've not even got to the police yet. So it's on Grindr, chatting to this guy. He's like, oh, I'm actually at JY late. Do you want to come for a drink? I was like, to be honest, I need to charge my phone. My phone's going to die. He's like, I'm actually at a table with a plug. Come. I was like, do you know what? Let's do it. So I kind of went on a bit of like a random date, I guess, very last minute. JY late. He was a little bit drunk. I was a little bit drunk. We got some shots in. It was all great. And then we started making out, which is not really me. I'm not really into like getting with people on the dance floor. I think it's a bit much. But anyway, we was on one.
So that's too much, but the Grease Megamix is absolutely fine.
Yeah, agreed.
Also, I thought that was our magical place. I can't believe you just took me to your general whoring spot.
Oh no, sorry about that.
Wow.
Wow. You're heartbroken. I'm you're heartbroken. Devastated.
Devastated.
Anyway, we was making out and he was like, oh, I'm really horny. I was like, me too. Do you want to go back to mine? Is what he said to me. But he lived North London. I was like, I can't. I've got to go to my friend's birthday in like half hour. You've got me for like half an hour and then I'm off. And he was like, all right, well, I'm actually the manager of Nando's around the corner. Do you want to go in the pantry? I'm not even joking. I got offered to go to the pantry to have sex with some Nando's manager.
Wait, is the pantry like a private club or do you mean the pantry of Nando's?
As in like the storage where they keep all the food. But obviously I'm vegetarian, so can you imagine me bent over the freezer with all the dead meat? I was like, that's not for me. That is not going to get me going.
Because you're bent over your filthy bottom.
But anyway, the petting was getting quite heavy. So he was like, let's go down this alleyway. I know it's like a private alleyway. I was like, cool. That's actually near the pub I need to be at anyway. So this is like win-win for everyone. So we go down this alleyway, right? We're making out. It gets a little bit much. And then we hear some footsteps. So he's like, oh, just pretend we're having like a wee in the corner. It's like, okay. And then the footsteps stop behind us. And I'm like, oh my God, we've just been caught. And we turn around, two policemen are there and they're like, oi, oi, lads, what's been happening here then? My heart was racing. And this guy was like, oh, we just stopped to have a wee. And they shone their torch and they're like, there's no urine here. There's nothing here. What were you doing? And honestly, I was like, looking at him like, I don't know what to say. You're going to have to take the lead on this one. And I can't remember what he said, but anyway, the police then started laughing like, we're just joking, it's fine, we're actually on a drug raid anyway, so we've got like more important things to be doing or something, let us go. But obviously that was a bit of a warning. So that happened, and then our heart was racing. We hadn't finished obviously the deed, And he was like, oh, I do actually know a park across the road. Do you want to try the park instead?
That wasn't enough.
So I was like, all right, go on then, let's do it. So we broke into this park and then like did stuff in the park, naughty. Anyway, that was the end of that. Lovely. See you later. Lovely to meet you, Mr. Nando's manager. Have a good life. Go to my friend's birthday. Walking down into the pub, and then my friend's like, have you fallen over?
Oh my gosh.
I said, no, why? He's like, you've got mud on your knees. Like, are you okay? I was like, oh yeah, yeah, I did fall over. Oh, dirty knees.
Yes, please.
Caught me in the act.
I am a little bit speechless with this. I don't know what to ask because I don't really know what I want answered.
It's quite a chaotic story, isn't it, that one?
I mean... It's,
a lot happens in a short space of time. That all took place in about 20 minutes.
Wow. Wow.
And all I wanted was my phone charged.
Do you know what I've got? I've got this wonderful phone case that charges my phone when it runs low.
I need to invest in one of those and not do these like random Grindr hookups for a bit of electricity.
Guys, I'm on 10%. I'll be 20 minutes. All right, mate, cheers. Can you get me a lime and mango? Use my loyalty card. I've nearly got half a chicken.
Can you believe that he offered to take me into the Nando's pantry for a bit of hanky-panky?
Yeah, I mean, I would have preferred that over the alleyway.
You would have gone to the Nando's pantry?
Oh, honey.
Have some spicy chicken whilst you're at it, a bit of mayonnaise, lovely.
Yeah, I would have done that. More in the alleyway in central London.
Yeah, it was nighttime though. It was dark, obviously.
Oh my goodness.
But that was my story about nearly being caught by the police. Honestly, I thought I was going to go to prison or get a criminal record or something.
You're so dramatic.
That was, got away with that one by the skin of my teeth, I did.
Wow. So have you done anything daring outside like that since?
No, that was actually the last time I had outdoor sex. I think I was a bit scarred from it.
And that's why you've gone back to being vanilla.
Yeah, so you call me vanilla, but I've got all these wild stories, you see.
I mean, wild, disgusting.
But what about you? Have you ever been caught outside?
On with the podcast.
Benji, serious question. Have you been watching I Kissed a Boy on TV?
Okay, don't hate me. I know it's a massive craze at the moment, but no, I've been kind of rushed off my feet, sort of, you know, trying to find smoke machines that would survive outside to walk down Richard Street. So no, I haven't even turned on my television, but I have been catching like little glimpses of it on social media, etc. And I know, I'd noticed a couple of the boys had followed us on Instagram, so I'd assumed you had been watching it.
Yeah, I am obsessed with it. I'm not a huge TV person anyway, as you know, but if I like something, then I'm all systems go, right? And if you don't know what it is, it's the UK's first ever gay dating reality TV show.
Yes.
It is amazing. It's so good. And it's hosted by Danny Minogue. What a babe. What an icon.
Yeah. I still don't know how, nothing negative against them, but I'm still not sure how I feel about the Minogues. But, okay, hang on. I'm going to eat my hat.
Oh, my face then.
I'm going to eat my hat because Kylie's new song is an absolute bop.
I have that on repeat at the moment. Yeah. I am that basic gay that is listening to that song. Yeah, I love it. It's so good.
You are a basic gay. We know that anyway.
I know. I'll own that.
Anyway, so carry on. So this the premise of this, from the looks of it, it looks like something between First Dates and Love Island, I guess.
Yeah, that is actually pretty accurate, I would say. So boys get paired up based on what they're sort of into and that kind of thing. And the first time they meet, they have to kiss each other. And then they are a pair, basically a couple, in this lovely villa in Italy, I think it is.
So who couples them up?
That's, I guess, pre-arranged already. So like they all they do is they meet and that is then their couple to begin with.
So they see each other and then kiss.
Exactly. They don't even say hello. They go straight in for that kiss.
What sort of kiss is it?
A mixture. It's all the kisses that you could think of. And I don't want to give any spoilers away. Obviously, it's the first episode anyway where they all have to kiss each other. But one guy is a Mormon who has come out as gay and has never been on a date with a guy before.
Oh.
Yeah. So it goes from that extreme to someone who's like had a lot of experience, right? And then everything in between. What I really like about it as well is that it's all different body shapes, sizes, races, backgrounds, cultures. It's really, really interesting because I think Love Island is all like sort of six-pack model type aesthetics.
I'll tell you right now, I've still never watched a single episode of Love Island.
Do you know what? Neither have I, not in its entirety. I've seen clips and bits and bobs, and housemates have had it on back in the day when it was the thing.
Yeah.
But the bits I did see, they were all these beautiful, stunning, ripped.
Well, do you know what? I'm not going to call them beautiful because I think that's adding into the stereotype. But they clearly are gym goers. I'll give them that.
Yeah, do you know what? I actually agree with you. I'm going to take that back, you know?
Yeah, you should.
But what I like about I Kissed a Boy is that it is just very normal body types, whatever normal is, a bit of everything.
Yeah, yeah.
And so they get paired up and then they have to kind of get to know their pair. But if they fancy somebody else, they can obviously leave that pair and create another pair.
Okay.
So they do a lot of these games where they have to kind of get to know each other as a partner. But then every couple of days they do a kiss off and you have to kiss the boy that you basically want to kiss. And then that boy either kisses you back or doesn't. So if your pair has eyes for somebody else, they might say, oh, I don't want to kiss you back. I want to give my kiss to someone else instead. So there's a little bit of gay drama in there, which obviously we love a bit of that too. And then Danny Minogue's there is like this fairy godmother Cupid type host who like sets little games and challenges for the boys. And she looks stunning. She's in her 50s. Danny is in her 50s.
Oh,
and
wow.
She comes in these amazing like outfits. She looks incredible. And she's recorded the theme song for the TV show, right? But she's donating all of the money, all the profit from that song to Switchboard, you know, the UK LGBT charity.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So she was on promoting that as well. And yeah, all the money's going to that amazing, amazing charity, which if you don't know what Switchboard are, they are an online service, messaging service, a phone service, open, available 24/7. You can call them, get in touch with them at any point, and someone will be there to listen to you and answer questions and sort of help you out.
Yeah, they really are amazing. We've mentioned them before on the podcast, and as I was doing research, they are an incredible, incredible charity. Oh, that's so good of Danny. Great.
Yeah. But I thought I'd ask you a couple of these questions because this is all their kind of like get to know your couple pair questions.
Okay.
And one of them was about body count, which I thought was quite interesting.
Oh, gosh.
So I'd never heard of this term expression before. Basically, they were saying a body count is how many people you've had sex with in your life. So do you have a high body count or a low body count? And again, they've got such an eclectic mix of gays in the villa that it was all very different numbers from sort of fairly low to then very high.
Right.
And the question was, if your partner or you found out your partner or your person you're dating has a high body count, would that put you off them?
Oh,
I thought that was quite an interesting question.
Do you know what? I've never even thought. Initially, I was thinking yes, but then actually no. But then I don't know. That's a really weird one. Because part of me is like, well, yeah, if they've got a really high count, then they're probably not sort of committed material.
Right.
So do I really want to continue into a relationship with them? But then if it's really low, I'd be like, well, have they really explored? I guess it depends what the numbers are. If we're talking like 2 or 3, I might be like, huh, maybe you need to go and express yourself a little bit more.
Yeah.
And just, you know, experiment and see what you're happy with.
Yeah.
And if it's astronomically high, maybe I need to sit down with them and be like,
is this what you want?
Yeah. So maybe somewhere in the middle. Yeah, I don't know. I think I'd have to judge it as it came. What about you?
I'm sort of the same with you, but again, not that I'm judging someone, because I guess if I'm dating someone and it's sort of going in that direction, I like them for them. So sort of no previous judgments. We've all got a past. Like I would say that my body count is sort of high-ish. I think yours must be fairly high-ish as well.
I don't believe I saw in the script that we were going to talk about my count.
I want to see the numbers. I want to see the receipts.
I'm going to stay well clear from that. Yeah, interesting. I think if they'd said I've slept with a really high amount of people, but I've only had 3 boyfriends, I'd be really fine with that, because that shows that it's just them sort of freely living their, you know, and exploring.
Yeah.
If someone said to me, oh, I've had like 25 boyfriends, that I might see as a bit of a red flag.
Ah, that is a good way to look at it, because I think I fall into the first category. I've not had many boyfriends, because when I do have a boyfriend, they tend to sort of last a fairly while.
And then they cheat on you.
And then they cheat on me and then they go.
Sorry, that just fell out.
Facts are facts, America.
I'm actually crying when you said that.
But I would say in my single phases, I've had my moments of being a bit of a slut, and I'll own that, you know. It's, yeah, that's part of being single, isn't it? And living in London is that,
yeah,
you can do that. As long as you're safe and not hurting anyone, spread that love around. That's what I say.
For sure. Yeah, I think I've only had sort of like a handful of people that I would call boyfriends, but yeah, but perhaps my body count is quite high. Something that I think is interesting with the TV show that I'm going to, well, I'm definitely going to watch it anyway, but polyamorous relationships.
Ah, I never even thought that could be an option.
Have you never been asked by a two to join the three?
As a one-night stand kind of thing, yeah, but not to have a full-blown relationship.
Huh.
Have you been asked to have a relationship?
Yeah, I matched with somebody on a popular dating app, not Grindr.
Uh-huh.
And was chatting to them and they were like, oh, just so you know, I'm actually in a relationship. And I was like, in my head thinking, oh, well, I've just been using my like class A flirting with you for nothing.
Yeah.
And they were like, no, well, actually, we're looking for a third. So we would love to go for like drinks with you. And both very, very attractive. Obviously, we spoke a little bit more about like preferences, etc. And it would have all matched, but I didn't. I felt like me against two, it'd be a little bit like a job interview at the date.
That is true. Yeah, because then what if one person likes you and the other one doesn't? It just makes it a bit awkward, doesn't it?
Well, I think that does happen. But yeah, it was either going to feel like a job interview or absolute third wheeling. And also me and with my anxiety side of my brain, I was like, what's worse than being rejected by one person? It's being rejected by two people.
At the same time.
Exactly.
Wow.
Yes, I didn't do it.
Yeah.
But that is interesting. I will definitely watch this TV program. I'm so anti Love Island and I'm okay with a couple of the other ones. And I think this is huge for the LGBT community.
It's massive.
I hope they extend it and do different types of seasons.
Yeah, because that's what I was thinking. Like maybe an I Kissed a Girl season. There's some new people that are about to enter the villa, but I wonder if they will sort of touch on potentially non-binary or bisexual people in the villa as well.
Yeah.
So I don't know how fluid they're going to go. Obviously, it is the first season. Maybe they're testing the water anyway, but I think it's amazing we've got this.
Yeah.
Well, this is the first ever one ever in the UK.
Yeah.
So this is, I think, an amazing thing for the community. And also what's really great is you watch it and they are talking about the stuff that we would talk about and saying the same sort of jokes that we would say. So any, I guess, heterosexual people watching it kind of get an insight onto queer culture, the gay community, the lifestyle. They learn a little bit about that culture and it's all done in like a really just normal, natural way.
Yeah.
And sometimes I think a lot of this fear that people have and this hatred that people have is just from the unknown. Like, who are these gays? What are they about? And when you see them on this show and they're just being so normal and natural and just being themselves with no kind of malice, I think it just makes it like it's the norm, which it is obviously for us.
For sure. I would actually love to speak to the creators and sort of question, why did you decide that the first season would be all cisgendered male gay? I understand it's called I Kissed a Boy, I get it. But other than the name of the show, why you chose that category?
But this is what I'm saying, maybe because new people are going to enter in. That is, I think, how it is at the moment. But that may change as more people come into the villa. I don't know. Because I do think, I agree with you, that would be interesting to see more sides of the community, for sure, for sure.
Yeah. I also think as well, sometimes when it comes to TV shows, I have noticed how sexualized lesbians are.
Oh, really?
And I would worry about them doing a show whereas I Kissed a Girl, that it would attract an audience that are enjoying for the wrong reasons.
From a fetish point of view. Yeah, I get that.
I don't want to say the hetero males, but like that kind of crowd that are enjoying watching girl on girl action in quote inverted commas. I appreciate it's just kissing, but you know what I'm getting at.
Yeah, no, I totally hear what you're saying. Yeah.
So I just think it's interesting that they chose men. But listen, I'm not picking it apart. I'm going to watch it and maybe we'll bring it up again on another episode. But if you are watching I Kissed a Boy and if you're enjoying it or you're not enjoying it, please pop into our DMs, send us a message, and we hopefully, maybe, who knows, might get a contestant from the show onto the podcast. But we'd love to hear from you. So yes, keep us posted on your thoughts on I Kissed a Boy. So just off the back of I Kissed a Boy, have you ever kissed a boy without having not said a word to them?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, in a nightclub.
What, you just walked up to them and just planted a kiss on their face?
Yeah, loads. Obviously, they were giving me the eye, I gave them the eye back.
So not even a hello?
No, straight in with a kiss. Got a kiss back. Job's done.
Well, podcasters, that's all we have time for on this week's episode of My Big Gay Podcast. If you don't already, I don't know why you don't, head over to our Instagram, it's at Big Gay Podcast, or keep an eye on our website, which is www.mybiggaypodcast.com, and you can sign up to various mailing lists, and also a brand new website will be coming your way very, very soon.
Yes, it will. And our DMs are always open. You know what to do. Slide on in, get in touch. We love to hear from you.
That's right. But like I said, that's all we have time for on this week's episode. Until next week,
see you next Wednesday.
Right, Brad, I've got a little joke for you.
Oh, go on.
Okay. What can Brad say whilst ordering at Nando's and also whilst being rammed by the manager in the storeroom at Nando's?
God, what?
It's a bit raw.
My Big Gay Podcast would love, love, love to thank this month's subs. I mean subscribers. Ugh. Who are the following? Becky B, Vasilis, Jay, William Mealy, Jack, Joe Brown.
As well as Richard, Mark, Tommy, Kendrick, Rob Houghton, Michael Leonard, and Marty.
By subscribing, you're helping to keep My Big Gay Podcast free and accessible to the LGBTQ+ community around the world.
Yes, and thanks to your generosity, we're now able to make the podcast transcribed so that those that are hard of hearing can also enjoy the podcast. It only costs less than a cup of coffee a month, and you can cancel at any time. Well, if you really want to. And don't forget, you'll also be added to our close friends list on Instagram for extra content just for your eyes.
Oh, Benji, you're not going to make me put up nudes, are you?
No, mate. We're trying to thank our following, not send them running.